Tyrell, when you get a guy like when you got an offense like Benny Snell and Kentucky coming in, I mean, how excited are y'all to face a team like that? What kind of test is that for y'all this week?
Yeah, we're very excited. You know, them being a top 25 team, we're very excited to just go out and just play football again. They're a very, very physical team, and Benny is a good running back, so I'm looking forward to playing him.
You know, most fans, and I don't know the players, you look at the schedule and you look at Kentucky and you go, you kind of check that off and go on. But
yeah.
How surprised are you that this has become a big game this week?
Yeah, I'm not really surprised. You know, just Kentucky has kind of struggled in the past years, but no telling with any SEC team in the year. A team could be shown big time. Just with all the talent that's in the SEC, it just depends on what team is clicking at that certain time. So I'm looking forward for the Saturday. And it's going to be loud and it's going to be fun.
Terrell, obviously the thing making the social media is about the interaction with you and Coach Fisher. You put out a statement on Twitter. So did you feel compelled to do that? And your overall thoughts just on the reaction it's getting?
No, it's just – I just want everyone to know that Coach Fisher was there for me at that time. He had my back. He was just telling me, just to stay focused, and he needed me, you know. And I totally understand it. I totally understand it. The media was making it look more than what it was, but he was just telling me to stay focused, and he had my back no matter what.
How surprised were you at the reaction nationally to that one little clip?
I had no surprise, you know, with the world being how it is today. Things get crazy and things get, you know, swayed the wrong way. But me and Coach Fish have an excellent relationship. He's my guy, you know, so it is what it is, I guess.
You ever had a coach grab your face mask before?
Oh, I had my mom grab my face mask plenty of times. So, you know, so, yeah.
So she really did do that during practice or after
my mom's... She did everything. You know,
she's called good parenting, right?
Yeah. She's been my coach my whole life, so I'm used to that.
Do you think guys like playing for a coach like that, one that's going to be fiery like that? Do you think a lot of recruits see that and say, hey, I want to play for a guy who's like that?
Yeah, of course. It shows how much Coach Fisher cares about, you know, us and cares about winning. And, you know, just, you know, I let my emotions get the best of me, but, you know, recruits will see that, you know, very well, and we're just gonna go on from there and just play ball.
Did you decide to jump on Twitter and make that statement?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, Coach Fisher doesn't deal with social media at all.
Yeah.
So that's all me. Yeah. He probably wouldn't know how to work it.
Why did you feel compelled to do that?
I just didn't like how people were swaying our relationship. You know, me and Coach Fisher have a very special relationship, so I just wanted everyone to know that, and you know, so it came from me.
Was there any particular soundbite or tweet or anything like that you saw that you took particular that you particularly disagreed with? That was there any one that you could say, okay, this is what I was answering to, or any one soundbite?
There were so many I disagreed with I couldn't tell you. You know, but right after the game, I saw all those tweets, and, you know, I just wanted, you know, my voice to be heard and how I felt, because I was the one in the situation, you know. But like I said, Coach Fisher, he's my guy, and, you know, I'm ready to, you know, be here with him and win games.
You said your mother would grab your face. Did you talk to your mother at all since then, and did she have any reaction to the incident?
Oh, she was like, that's how you deal with my son. I mean, you know, when I'm high emotion like that, that's usually how you deal with me. I mean, because y'all probably know I don't get ticked off easily. So when I get ticked off, I get ticked off. Yeah, big time.
Okay,
yeah, she was fine with it.
What set you off on that punt return?
Just a lot of unnecessary grabbing, you know, just a lot of unnecessary, you know, stuff that was going on after the play. You know, I play this game with passion. I play whistle to whistle. So I'm not a big fan of, you know, hitting after the whistle. I'd rather, you know, hit you in your face in the, you know, in the play. So, no, I'm not a big fan about, you know, all the unnecessary stuff.
Hey, what do you think about playing a Kentucky team that, quite frankly, their success is dependent on their running game? So
yeah.
Your performance could have a, you know, it'll be a big factor in whether or not y'all win or lose.
Yeah, of course. They run the ball really well, and we stopped the run really well. So I'm looking forward to a tough physical game, and, you know, and this is why you come to Texas A&M, you come to the SEC to play games like this.
Have you watched any of Benny Snell before this week, getting ready for him?
Yeah, I usually start watching tape, you know, 2 weeks, you know, before. Uh-huh. But you know, he's a good running back. He grinds it out, then he busts his one. You know, when everyone's tired, he's very conditioned, and he has a very patient game. You know, he doesn't rush a lot, so they have a very good offensive line. So I'm just happy. I'm looking forward to it.
They've worn a lot of people out late in games because they're how physical they are. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I actually watched a film last night, and I actually saw that. You know, the D-line was getting fatigued that they were playing and stuff, and they just kept pounding and pounding, you know, and they had a lot of explosive runs, so I'm looking forward to playing them.
So how much of it is mental when you get ready to a team you know it's just going to be grinding? How much of that is mental and how much of it's physical?
It's all 50-50, you know. Just going to the week, just preparing like you always prepare, and just trying to go, you know, 1-0 for the week.
Do you feel like this game will be a good gauge of how good y'all's rush defense actually is?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, they have one of the best, you know, they have one of the best rushing offenses, so we have one of the best rushing defense, so we're gonna see.
Have you already proved it though?
I think we can always prove it, you know. Every week, you know, just stopping the run and just letting everyone know you're not going to run the ball against us.
Being from Tennessee, you know more about more familiar with Kentucky than you know most of the people on your team. How surprised are you, you know, having grown up that close to them, to see Kentucky team 5-0 at this point?
Yeah, I was surprised. You know, us growing up, we always heard about, you know, Kentucky not being, you know, the big dogs, but the tables have turned. They're the big dog now, so I'm ready to show everyone that we can play with anyone in the country.
What has been the key to turning around the run defense and being so successful this year compared to where y'all were last year?
It's just the physicality and just knowing where to fit. You know, me and OT take pride of knowing where Dalen's going to be, where Dalen's going to, you know, stone technique and, you know, just different stuff. So it's fun to play with Justin Matabike and all those guys. So, you know, just being knowledgeable of the game has helped us a lot.